man and the perfect man. Therefore, he did not deserve to die. He deserved to live eternally with God. But guess what? He loved us so much. He loved us so much. Praise God. And not only that, but praise God, not only did he come and he live a sinless and a perfect life, Jesus died for men.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexander.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Oh, worship with us. We thank God for your presence. Amen. To our associate in the person of Reverend Smith and to Lady Armstead and Lady Smith, officers and members. Good to see Brother Raymond today. Amen. All right. Now, y'all had your Christmas program and your Christmas sermon. So, I'm going to deviate a little bit. Amen. We all know Jesus was born on supposedly on the 25th, and this is the Christmas season where we're supposed to be lifting him up and thanking God for his birth. Because had it not been for his birth, I would never be able to experience the new birth. Amen. And so as we linger here these last few days of 2019, I'd like to call our attention to the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, chapter number 13, because we've gone through a lot of stuff this year and we're not through yet. We've been blessed. We've had troubles and trials, but we have to keep on. In the name of Jesus. Book of Numbers. I want y'all to help me preach just today. It won't be long. Chapter number 13. I'm going to just pick up reading at verse number 26, but our emphasis is on verse number 30 because we're going to see if we can exegete verse number 30. In our hearing. Everybody got to say amen. Anybody still need some time? Say, hold on a minute. All right. Beginning at verse 25, it says, they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. And they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. They told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. But then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for another preaching privilege. We ask now for a fresh anointing of your spirit as your spirit move freely in our midst. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. And for a little while, I want to talk to us about the challenge before us. The challenge before us. And let me begin by saying that as we move rapidly toward the year 20 and these last 9 days, thank you, Ursus, of 2019, as the songwriter said, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? because I believe you'll agree that he's brought us all through many ups and downs, through many disappointments and failures. And as we make our way toward the unknown future in these last days of 2019, we must constantly remind ourselves that no matter what, the same God who has brought us this far, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so by faith, we must move with zeal and vigor toward the many opportunities as well as the blessings before us and perhaps some unknown troubles and trials. Because either way, I need to tell us that our God is able to see us through. But now the question is, do we really believe this? Because the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. We must live by faith because our enemy, the devil, will be constantly trying to discourage us along the way in order to kill our faith. Now, he does it by bringing this unity in the body of Christ. And that's why in the text we will see that walking by sight and not by faith is what caused the Israelites, 20 years old and above, to miss out on the blessing of entering the promised land. A land that was promised to them by God. And we'll see in the text that only two out of that number was walking by faith and not by sight. Because they believed that with God on their side, they could overcome any obstacle, big or small, that got in their way as they claimed and took charge of the land promised to them by God. But today as Christians, as we make our way to the heavenly promised land, I need to say to us that we too will be faced with many challenges that will try and cause us to lose our faith in the promises and the delivering power of God. And so as we consider our text this morning, I want to apply this text to our situation in life as we talk from the subject, the challenges before us. Because I believe there are some valuable lessons that can be gleaned from the text. And if followed, it will help us to succeed in our walk of faith. Meaning if we allow the examples of the main characters of our text, Joshua and Caleb, if we would follow those examples, we'll find that we'll be able also to stand on the promises of God and realize if God be for us, who can be against us? And so we know that in verse 1 and 2 of this text that Moses had sent out 12 spies representing the 12 tribes of Israel to spy out the promised land that was given to them by God. But our main focus, as I told you, is going to be on verse 30, where I see six challenges in Joshua and Caleb's report that should inspire each of us this morning to persevere no matter what the circumstances may be. Now, the first challenge we see is the challenge of cooperation. Notice, my brothers and sisters, Joshua, Caleb, when he quieted the people, the first thing he said is, "Let us." Somebody say, "Let us." My brothers and sisters, here we see that the first challenge before us is the challenge of cooperation and working together, which is the key to success in any endeavor. Let us, meaning each of us must pull our own load while working together. I remember the late Dr. Caesar Clark, my former state president, always said, "Nobody has everything, but everybody has something. And so let us get together and do the best we can with our something." For example, the story is told of a blind man and a lame man who needed to cross a river on a narrow bridge in order to get home. Well, the blind man was afraid to try to cross because by being unable to see, he might miss the bridge and fall in the river and drown. The lame man could see the bridge, but he was unable to walk. And so the blind man asked the lame man, "Why don't you get on my back and I'll be your legs and you be my eyes?" And so because of their cooperation, by working as a team, they were able to cross over that bridge safely because what was lacking in one, the other made up for it. Yeah, but now individually they could not succeed, but together they were able to overcome their weaknesses and conquer the obstacles that held them back. And my brothers and sisters, I need to tell us that as Christians and as a church, by ourselves we may not be able to conquer all of the obstacles that may confront us in life, as well as build on the foundation and extend the kingdom to whosoever will, but together we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthened us. And so the first challenge is the challenge of cooperation that says, let us. Now the second challenge we see is the challenge of activity. It says, go. In other words, note if, that cooperation say, let us, but activity say, go. Not let me go, but let us go. Now here we see action and cooperation. Let us go together. But let's come to our day and time for an example of the power of let us go together. Say for instance in the Doe family household, the parents, Mr. and Mrs. Doe, weren't that interested in the church or the church program, but they wanted their little son, little Doe Jr., to have the advantage of church activities. And so each Sunday morning, Mrs. Doe dressed little Doe Jr. for Sunday school while Daddy Doe sat in his robe and slippers in front of the TV watching his favorite program. But one Sunday, as little Doe Jr. was about to go out of the door, he paused and looked back and asked his daddy, he said, Daddy, when will I be old enough so I won't have to go to church anymore? Yes, Lord. Shocked by his son's question, Mr. Doe hesitated for a moment and said to his son, wait a minute, son, your mother and I, we're coming with you. My brothers and sisters, here we see that the challenge before us is not you go, but let us go together. And that's why every father who is a real Christian will not stay home and send their children to church, but they will come as a family. Lord, because when parents don't show interest in the church and worship, eventually the children will grow up and to have that same mindset. And in the same way, when leaders in the church don't show much interest in the programs of the church, such as Sunday school, Bible study, worship, as well as giving to support the church and elect, those that they're trying to lead will usually take on that same mindset. Because if they see us, who are supposed to be leaders, slacking in our responsibility as members, then they wonder why should they do any different than the example that the leaders are displaying before them. And so the challenge of activity says go, but the challenge of cooperation says let us go. Let us go forth in the service of the Lord together. And so let us deny self and take up our individual crosses and follow Jesus by doing his will and not our will. Now the third challenge in verse 30 is the challenge of advance. Now notice the challenge of cooperation and activity say let us go, but the challenge of advance say go, let us says up. In other words, let us go up and not you go up. And so again, we note that teamwork is called, for meaning to work together for a common cause. In our case, the service and work of the Lord, because the greatest challenge that the Christian church has ever had is right before us now, and that is the winning the lost souls to Christ. But my brothers and sisters, as Christians working together, I need to tell us that we are more than able and capable of having a positive impact upon the lives of our children, our community, and even our world. But this is not just an individual responsibility, because the challenge of cooperation and activity in advance said, let us go up together. And so let us go up the stairs of commitment and service together, and let us go up and down the highways and the byways, telling men and women, boys and girls, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Well, now, don't y'all get tired, but the fourth challenge is a challenge of urgency, because the question of the hour is, when do we come together and go up? Well, the challenge of urgency say we have to do it right now. because the time is running out. For instance, a story is told about an American missionary in China who asked the native Chinese, he said, "Why has Christianity lost out to communism in China?" The man answered, "Well, it's because the communist has a philosophy, a plan, and a passion." Meaning when they believe in something, they plan on how they may appeal to others, and then they work with passion, even to giving up their lives in order to accomplish their mission. He said, but Christianity, on the other hand, has the first two. They have a philosophy and a program, but tragically beyond words is the absence of passion. But now, this was not so with the early apostles in the first church, because they had all three. For we'll note in Acts chapter 5 and 40 through 42, when they called the apostles in and beat them and commanded them not to preach in the name of Jesus again, and they let them go. Guess what? These disciples left rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and yes, Lord, verse 42, that they went around daily in the temples and in every house, and they did not cease to teach and preach in the name of Jesus. Why is this? Because not only did they have a philosophy and a program, but they also had a passion for reaching the lost and carrying out that great commission that was given to them by the resurrected Savior. And so when the authorities beat them and commanded them to stop preaching the gospel, they never stopped. As a matter of fact, Brother Bruckner, all that did was motivate them to do even more in trying to continue to preach and teach the good news of Jesus Christ. But today, in most cases, our passion for reaching the lost is almost null and void. But my brothers and sisters, I know that somewhere among your acquaintance and my acquaintance, or even among our relative, there's someone who has not received Christ as their Savior. But now, perhaps somewhere in our busy schedule, in our busy lives, we've promised ourselves that we're going to try and lead them to Christ, or at least invite them to come to church, but we have put it off and have forgotten that promise. But sad to say, time is constantly running out. Because someday, I need to tell you, it'll be too late. Because if Christ returns or if death comes, either way, it'll be too late. And that's why the Bible teaches us in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after come judgment. And so let's talk to someone and invite them to give their life to Christ, or at least invite them to church. When are we to do this? My brothers and sisters, it's a challenge of urgency. We are to do this right now. And so Joshua and Caleb, yes, in the text says, let us go up at once. Let us go up right now. Now, the fifth challenge before us is a challenge of conquest. And so the challenge of cooperation say, let us. Activity say, go. Advance say, up. Urgency say, now. But conquest says, and possess the land. The land that has been given to us by God. But now the majority who had gone out to spy the land, according to verse 31 through 33, they said, we are not able to go up against these people and possess the land because the people are stronger than we are. And beside that, they have giants in the land. We look like little grasshoppers compared to them. And my brothers and sisters, their lack of faith in the power of God and refusal to enter the promised land is a type of picture of the believer's refusal to claim his or her inheritance in Christ. Because instead of entering into a full rest with Christ by trusting him for every need, the doubting Christian who walk by sight and not by faith only see the obstacles and not the power of God. And so many Christians wander around recklessly, aimlessly, and blindly, missing out on the many blessings of God because of their lack of faith. You know, it's easy to give up and quit during difficult times. But the real man or woman of God, when the going gets tough, they get going. They get going in the power of God, who promises never to leave us nor forsake us. And that's why, yes, each of us need to resolve that with the help of the Lord, we're going to go and share, and we're going to come into the church, we're going to serve, we're going to do our best in the church, and when we go outside the church, we're going to do our best to try to lead somebody to Christ. And we're going to overcome all the obstacles that we face by faith and through the power of God. And so let's stop making excuses and make good by giving our time, our talent, our money to the cause of Christ as we fight on the battlefield of for our Lord. And so Joshua and Caleb said in the text concerning the possession of the promised land, and so many words, they say, I don't care how fortified the cities are. I don't care how strong the people are. I don't care if there are giants in the land. Let us go up at once and possess the land. And so, yes, Lord, the fifth challenge is the challenge of conquest. Now, before anybody try to take a nap, the final challenge is what sums up the fact of why we can conquer the land, which is the challenge of ability. And so the cooperation says, let us. Challenge of activity says, go. And challenge of advance says, up. The challenge of urgency says, now. And the challenge of conquest says, possess the land. But it's the challenge of ability that tells us how we can go up and conquer the land. And that is, we are able. Joshua and Caleb was saying to the people that we are able because the Lord God Almighty is on our side. And there's no greater power than the Lord God Almighty. But the majority report said we are not able to conquer the land. Well, my brothers and sisters, perhaps they needed to take a little look back down memory lane. Because they had forgotten that it was God who delivered them from Egyptian slavery. Yeah, when the death angel passed through and they were obedient and put the blood of the Paschal lambs on the doorposts, it was God who caused that death angel to pass over their houses and spare the firstborn. They forgot how they walked out of Egypt without even raising a hand. They walked out in the power of God. They forgot somehow that as they walked forward, they were led by